Unit 9. The Memory Robot. Lesson 33. The 33rd Lesson. 1. Read and act.
Mr. Mott is going on a trip. He is going to visit Beijing. His wife, Susan Mott, is asking him questions. His memory robot is with them.
Did you pack your bags last night, dear?
Yes, I did. I packed everything.
No, you didn't. You didn't pack your computer.
Did you pack your coat, dear?
I can't remember.
Did he pack his coat?
Yes, he did. His coat is in that bag.
Did he?
No, he's wearing them.
Oh, yes. Did he pack his umbrella?
No, he didn't. It's behind the door.
But I don't need the umbrella. Beijing is a very dry city.
2. Read and say.
Mr. Mott is writing his diary. He can't remember many things, so he asks his robot for help.
When did I get up this morning?
You got up at 6:45.
What did I do before breakfast?
You went for a walk. You bought a newspaper.
Yes, I remember. I read the morning paper at breakfast. What did I do after breakfast? Did we start packing my bags?
No, we didn't. Because Mr. and Mrs. Turner came to see you.
Oh, yes. They came to say goodbye to me. When did we start packing?
We started at 9:15.
Right. When did we finish packing?
We finished at 10:40.
Lesson 34. The 34th Lesson. 2. Read. The Memory Robot.
Susan, Mr. Mott's wife, is a scientist. Last year, she invented the memory robot. Memory. He could not remember his telephone number. He often forgot important meetings. The memory robot followed Mr. Mott all the time. It listened to everything he said. It saw everything he did. The robot went to his classes. It watched him talk to his students. It watched him eat his meals. At night, it watched him sleep. It knew everything about Mr. Mott. Mr. Mott could ask the robot questions. It always knew the answers. It remembered everything. Susan often liked to ask the robot questions, too. She liked to know everything about her husband.
Lesson 35. The 35th Lesson. 1. Read and act.
Mr. Mott is visiting the number 14 middle school. He is talking with Anne.
Hello, Anne. May I ask you some questions?
Certainly.
When were you born?
I was born on May 18, 1987.
Where were you born?
I was born in England, in a small town near London.
How long did you live there?
We lived there for about 9 years. Then we moved to France.
Why did you move there?
Because my father found work there.
When did you come to China?
We came here about 2 years ago.
Why did you come here?
Because my parents wanted to work in China.
Do you enjoy living here?
Yes, we do, very much.
How is your Chinese? Can you understand your lessons in Chinese?
My Chinese is so-so. At first, I found it hard, but now I can understand most of the lessons.
That's great. Good luck with your Chinese.
Thank you, Mr. Mott.
Lesson 36, the 36th lesson. 1. Spelling and pronunciation.
C. Cow. Corn. Climb. K. Kilo. Keep. Skate. CK. Pick. Duck. Chicken.
Qu. Q-U. Quickly. Quarter. Question. F. Far. Lift. 50. PH. Photo. Telephone. Elephant.
Unit 9. Listening text. Lesson 35. 3. Listen to the tape and complete the sentences. Then try to put the sentences together to make a passage. And then tell the story to your partner.
1. Lucy and Lily like going shopping when they are free.
2. Yesterday afternoon, they didn't have any classes.
3. It was a sunny day, so they wanted to go shopping.
4. This time, they went by bus to a big bookstore.
5. There were many people and all kinds of books there.
6. They found a very interesting storybook with beautiful pictures in it.
7. The book was easy to understand, so they bought it.
Lesson 36. 2. Listen to the tape and answer these questions. Where were you yesterday, Susan? I tried to find you, but I didn't know where you were.
I was at my college all the afternoon.
How about in the morning?
I was at home until lunchtime. I went to the college after lunch.
I went to your home yesterday evening, but you weren't there. Where were you?
I was with my mother. I had dinner with her. But I was at home last night.
And this morning?
I was at the airport. I went there to say goodbye to my husband. He was going to Beijing.
Words and expressions. Unit 9.
Memory.
Memory.
Pack.
Pack.
Everything.
Everything.
Umbrella.
Umbrella.
Dry.
Dry.
Newspaper.
Newspaper.
Paper.
Paper.
Morning paper.
Morning paper.
At breakfast.
At breakfast.
Say goodbye to.
say goodbye to.
Useful.
Useful.
Scientist.
Scientist.
Invent.
Invent.
All the time.
All the time.
Always.
Always.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Born.
Born.
Be born.
Be born.
May.
May.
Move.
Move.
Understand.
Understand.
So-so.
So-so.
At first.
At first.
Most.
Most.
Luck.
Luck.
April.
April.
Hate.
Hate.
Fly.
Fly.
Painting.
Painting.
Airport.
Airport.